Lord, speak to our hearts this morning. Bless us with your word. And Father, let the glory be yours forever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Aduke said we should have a positive attitude. Right? Yes. Nigeria is great. We're welcoming a new Nigeria. Amen. 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 God is faithful. Eh? In fact, I was somewhere last week. I had to buy this my modem. And there was a young man. The man was just cursing. There will be this, there will be that, there will be bloodshed, there will be... The lady was saying, the lady was like, I mean, you can't be talking like this. He said, no, that's, can't you feel the pulse? We thank God that the elections have come and it has gone. And it was peaceful. I remember Reverend said it on Sunday that it will be peaceful. Right? God is great. Praise the Lord. I have a message for you this morning. And the title of my message is, Make a U-turn. Make a U-turn. You'll be wondering, a U-turn from what? Several years ago, the shocks of my car, had a problem. And I couldn't get the good shocks here. So when I traveled to the U.S., I ordered for that shocks. And what I did was that I just put the shocks in my luggage. I was coming down with the shocks. It was the front shocks of my car. And we had checked in our luggage. And all of a sudden I had them calling my name. Daramola. You know, it was faint, you know. I said, that's my name. They said I should report somewhere. So now I went to meet them. And they told me that there was something in your box. They had removed it. Call, if you have a relative around, close. Call them to come and pick it up. You know, so I had to call my brother-in-law to come back and pick it. But I asked the guy a question. I said, my luggage was locked. How did you have access to it? The guy says, we can open any luggage you want to open and close it back. Now, when I say make a U-turn, I want to introduce to you something called a master key. Have you heard that word before? A master key. When you go to a hotel, you know, they don't use the 4-5-star hotels today. They don't use keys. They use RFID, the smart cards. But the card that they give you is a card that will open just your door. And they program it. If you are in the hotel for 5 days, it will open that door for 5 days. But you see, the person that is cleaning the room has a key called a master key. He can open any door in the hotel. Any door. That master key. As he finishes this room, he moves to the next room. He uses that master key to open that door. Finishes that one, goes to the next one. The master key will open the same door, maybe 200 doors, maybe 300 doors. So there's something called a master key. And what I've been introducing to you this morning is a master key. No matter what door is locked against you, that master key can open it. Matthew 16 verse 19 says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Not some things, so he says, whatever. It's called the master key. When Peter was in the prison, the Bible says there was a, you know, Peter was chained and was in between two guards. The Bible says a light shone and struck Peter, and the chains fell. And they started to push him out. Arise, go, go, go. And the Bible says, the iron gate that leads to the city opened on its own accord. The Bible says iron, it didn't say ghetto. I wonder what, most gates are iron. But for emphasis, it says the iron gate opened of its own accord. There's something called master key. The theme for the month is if you can believe. You see, anytime I look at that statement, for me, it looks a little bit inconclusive. If you can believe what? If you can believe who? If you can believe God, we've established that. But when he says if you can believe, it means that there's a need somewhere that you are believing God for. And everybody sitting in front of me has a need. Or if you don't have a need, can I see your hand up? If you don't have a prayer point, let me see your hand up. Emeka, your hand is up. Eh? MX. Everybody here has a need. Everybody. Believe God for something that you cannot answer by yourself. If I have 1 million in the bank and my rent is 250,000, do I need to believe God for that? Eh? No. I just walk into the bank, write a check, sign the check, 250, pay for it. But when you are believing God for something, eh? It means that it is out of your reach. Everybody has a need. I remember Reverend, the need of Reverend now is that this population should double. It's a need, sir. Abi, it's a need. He wants this place to double. There are people here that are looking to God for admission. There are people here that want healing. There are people here that want visa. Clezo of a jackpot. But everybody here has a need. In John chapter 11, Martha, the sister of Lazarus, said to Jesus that, Lord, by this time there's a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you will see what? If you will believe, this morning, I'm saying it again to you, if you will believe, you will do what? You will see the glory of God. But you see, believing God starts from somewhere. That's where I'm going to this morning. A lot of us come here to pray, God, I believe you. God, I believe you. God, I trust you. But, you know, talk can be very cheap. Believing God starts from somewhere. It starts from make a U-turn. And where are you turning to? Where are you turning to? You are turning back to God. So many of us are far away from God. We are very far away from God. How can God hear us? The master key. You know, throughout this week, this message has ministered to me. The master key is for you, for I, to make a U-turn. You know, in life, physical life, U-turns can be a little bit difficult. When you are driving and you need to make a U-turn, they are planned for. You might have to go an extra length to make that U-turn. But with spiritual things, this morning, you can make a U-turn. Why do you need to make a U-turn this morning? Our lifestyle, our disobedience has taken us away from God. And the farther we are to God, the more difficult for God to hear us. Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2, it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Our lifestyle has distanced us from God. I'm using a microphone this morning. If I have to speak to my wife without this microphone, will she hear me? She would not. But we do a lot of tete-a-tete when we sit down there. And why does she hear? Because she's close. Because she's close. The moment I move some distance away from her, I need this device. That's physical. So what microphone are you going to deploy to speak to God if you are far away from him? What kind of microphone? What technology? Is it Sony? Is it a microphone, you know? Which one are you going to deploy? God is far away from you. You want to help him? Let us use a microphone to speak to God. No. You must make a U-turn. It is the master key. Psalm 16 verse 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. The Lord cannot stay where there's iniquity. He can't thrive there. I know my wife, every night or every morning, she instructs the children that you must throw the trash to the bin. Take it out of the house. You know what the trash is? Bobo, enyi, enro, everything. You know, you put it in. You can imagine staying with the thrash in the house. You don't put it out. Can you survive it? That's human beings. The thrash. The same way God cannot condone our trash, our baggage. It must be thrown out. Otherwise, he will distance himself from us. And the farther God is with us, from us, the more difficult for us to speak to him. So when we say, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, the first question you need to ask yourself, what's your proximity to God? So if you are far away, if you are some distance away from him, it is time to do what? To make a U-turn. To make a U-turn. So what should we do? Lamentations chapter 3 verse 40. This is the best thing that can happen to any man. But it's very difficult. Lamentations 3:40. It says, let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us search out. As you're sitting down there, search out, search it out. Examine your ways. It is easy to examine other people's ways. Very easy. One of the most difficult jobs is to search it out. Examine your ways. How are you faring in the scheme of, in God's scheme? Are you good? Are you fair? Be truthful to yourself. And it's one of the most difficult challenges. Search it out. Examine. Do an examination for yourself. You remember the story of Nathan and David? David did not know that Nathan was talking about him. He had forgotten. How can you do such an enormous odetic bagbe? We have convenient memories. We remember what we want to remember. The things we don't want to remember, we forget it with speed. But the Bible says, search out. Examine your ways. What are your ways? Examine it. And then turn back to God. That's the master key. That's the key that opens all doors. Job 13:23 says, tell me, what have I done wrong? I beg you on my sin. So how do you turn back? How do you turn back? I wrote it here. Very simple. Come back to your senses. Come back to your senses. Sometimes, I was thinking about it this morning. It looks as if the senses go on leave. I call on leave 4 weeks. That be 4 weeks, what you down? Some go on leave for 5 years, 10 years. What does it mean to come back to your senses? What does it mean? To come back to your senses. It means that you should come back to the reality of things. The prodigal son in Luke chapter 15 is a story that everybody knows. The guy took his inheritance, and went away. And everything that he took finished. And as the money, the dollars, was finishing, famine was starting. But the Bible says something. It says he came back to himself. Now, the story about the prodigal son is that some of us don't come back to our senses unless we go through some traumatic experiences. It was traumatic for him. So it is the trauma that made him come back to his senses. The same thing with Job. God told Job, arise, go to Nineveh. The Bible says he arose and went to Tarshish. Jonah, so Emma Binu. It just means that you are Bible scholars. Jonah. He went to Tarshish. What happened? The guy was rebellious. He won't make a U-turn. He won't make a U-turn. Until he was thrown into the sea and the fish swallowed him. Let me tell you what Job said in Job chapter 2 verse 4. NLT. Then I said, oh Lord. He was in the belly of the fish. Yeah. Jonah, sorry. I'm Abinu, Jonah. Then he said, oh Lord, you have driven me from your presence. Yet, I will look once more towards your holy temple. He was ready to turn back. Only I will look once more. I will turn back towards your holy temple. But that was a traumatic situation. Why must you face trauma before you make a U-turn? Why? There were three captains that faced Elijah. The king said, go and arrest him. Bring him here. And I was thinking, the first captain went. And he says, the king wants you. And Elijah said, if I'm a prophet of the Lord, let what? Fire. And what happened? Fire came down and did what? Killed 51 of them. Captain and 50 people. Then the second captain went. Shouldn't the second captain be sensible? Shouldn't the second captain be sensible? He went again and said, say, come here. And Elijah said, what? If I'm a prophet of the Lord, let fire and kill 51 people, making 102. Then they send a third battalion and the sensible man made a U-turn. That's what you call sense. You analyze what is around you. You make a projection and just make a sensible judgment. The first battalion went, 51 people died. The second one went, 51 people died. Now I'm going to use my sense. Make a U-turn. So this morning, I'm appealing to you. It's a time to make a U-turn. It's a time to get close to God. It's a time to reduce the distance between you and your God. Because that's the first point of if you can believe. And while I was having my bath this morning, I was praying in tongues. I started praying in tongues in the bathroom, and my wife joined me. She was outside, she had finished her her bath. And immediately it just impressed me. I said, why do people find it difficult to make a U-turn? And immediately when I came out, I just told my wife, so I will not forget. Say, why do people find it difficult to make a U-turn? And the answer was that they have gone too far. They have gone too far. So you now consider, Ibu motive bere. Where will I start from? Who is going to hear me out now? How do I make a U-turn at this point, at my age? Who am I going to speak with? You've gone far. But that's the essence of this message. And as I was talking to my wife, Isaiah 1:18 dropped my heart this morning. Let me read it to you. Isaiah 1:18. It says, come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. If you will obey me, you have plenty to eat. But if you turn away and refuse to listen, I won't say the rest. No matter how bad the situation may be, no matter how terrible, no matter how far you have gone, no matter how far you have gone, God is telling you, turn back this morning. Make a U-turn. Repent. Get close to me. Reduce the distance. Job 22:23 says, if you return to the Almighty, you'll be built up. You will remove iniquity from far from your tents. NLT version says, if you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. So clean up your life. So the message for you this morning is a message that you will need to have to go and examine yourself. Go and search at yourself. Am I a good person? Am I good to my husband? Am I good to my wife? Don't let us lie to one another. If it sounds today, what will be your... Are you going to make it? Search it. Examine. He says, examine yourself. And the result of your examination would determine, oh, let me make a U-turn. Search yourself this morning. Am I good? Am I godly? Or it is just lip service? The church is quiet. Abby? Make a U-turn. Sir? Yeah. Yes, sir. Make a U-turn. It's a message for you and I. I've determined to make a U-turn. You make a U-turn. Make a U-turn to God. You know, the moment you turn back to Him, what you are doing is you are getting closer to Him. And then you can lay claims. You can say, if you can believe. That's the starting point. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Are we going to make a U-turn? Huh? Are we going to make a U-turn? Thank God for that testimony of my brother. Please, Bible studies is not, I don't think it's something that we should be gambling about. There is Bible study, and then we have 10 minutes of prayer. That 10 minutes of prayer is a time that nobody should miss. Nobody should miss it. The Lord will help us. Shall we rise? Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new. Thank you. You know, when you say make a U-turn, some of us might not be living in sin as in sin. You know, the Job that I read to you, he was speaking about rebellion. For the first service, we meet at 7 o'clock for prayers. We started last week Sunday, 7 to 7:20. Will you be part of it? Making a U-turn is a heart decision, not a head. The reverend says, we want to fill this auditorium. We want to double this place. Are you going to be part of it? Release your heart to God this morning. Release your heart to God this morning. Make a U-turn. Let God rule and reign in your life. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the message that you sent to us as a church. Lord, the grace to return to you, let it rest upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I'm asking, let your children, let us repent indeed in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I know that you will bless us. I know that you will be with us. I know you will be in us. All the blessings, all the heavenly blessings will not elude us in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, I commit this week into your hands. Father, go with us this week. Open ways that no man can open in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the adoration. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen.